ايوه ده فن.
Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Service. We are conducting a national survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Sure to vote.
Thank you, sir. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
84.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
You can ask, but I'd rather not say.
It's okay, don't worry. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Yes, sir. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Blasenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Say her name again.
Yeah, Mary Blasenkamp Perez.
I'd say she's doing a very bad job.
Okay, so would you say disapprove, right?
Strongly disapprove, yes.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Will be combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, improving state.
I'm having trouble understanding your accent, and so could you speak rather slowly and repeat the list slowly?
Yeah, sure. Don't worry. Thank you so much. It says combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, climate change, protecting security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights. You can select up to two.
Okay, I would have to say the economy, number one.
Okay.
Number two, the border problems.
Thank you so much, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. You can use any number from 0 to 100. Let's start with Raul Garcia from 0 to 100. How favorable it is for you?
I'm again having trouble understanding your accent. Say that again slowly.
I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people, okay? You can use any number from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very favorable. Oh, I understand. So just the name. Yeah, the first person is Raul Garcia.
about 20.
Okay. What about Mary Glossenkamp Perez?
Probably 20 as well.
Thank you, sir. Maria Cantwell.
0.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump. Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
Joe Kent.
70.
Thank you. Woke liberals in Congress.
Say those words again.
Mm-hmm. Woke liberals in Congress.
Did you say most liberals?
No, sir. Woke.
Woke liberals. Liberals. Oh, yes. 0.
Okay. And what about MAGA Republicans?
70.
Thank you, sir. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Mary Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Thank you, sir. Even though you are not supporting Mary Glossenkamp Perez, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress? A fair chance? A small chance? Just a very slight chance, or not chance at all?
No chance at all.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. You can tell me from 0 to 10 how important that attribute is for you, being 0 not important at all, and 10 extremely important. And the first one says, someone who will fight to protect our democracy, from 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
That's a terrible question, because it is stated in words that are often misused. I would say probably 9.
Thank you. What about someone who shares your values from 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. A small business owner from 0 to 10, how important is for you?
Say this option again.
Yeah. A small business owner from 0 to 10, how important that attribute is for you?
What am I supposed to be evaluating? I could not understand what you said.
Yeah, you are evaluating how important is that quality or attribute in some candidate for the member of Congress. And the attribute is a small business owner.
Did you say more business owner?
A small business owner.
Small business owner.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'd say that's a 9.
Okay. What about a fighter for the middle class?
5.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
4.
Thank you. a working mom who understands the needs of families.
Two. Is there more? Are you still there? Are you still there?